There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, Woolstock. Tetchy times Shea Reggie. It's a balls that I can't say. I'm just popping out for a stroll on the marina there, love, to my wife Marjorie, and then hook up at Hoggy for a 3-day liver killer pub crawl around West Cork. As for a bit on the side, what has the world come to when a leading light in Cork business circles can't even cheat on his wife? So to this end, I've hooked up with the nerd called Jerd, that's his name on Twitter, and we've developed this new app for posh Cork extramarital bangy bangy called Cheaters. The sign-up requires a photo of you driving a 202C Range Rover and the receipt for a McWilliams sailing bag. That should be enough to keep out the Ballincollig's. Anyway, we're having a socially distanced orgy in Kinsale for the launch. Would you like to come? Nudge nudge, wink wink, Reggie, BlackRock.
I asked Mike Connor for his thoughts on a socially distanced orgy. He said, who could possibly pleasure a woman from 2 metres away? I said, that guy Fernando who works weekends in the pizza place. Myself and Connor are back in counselling.
Hey, it's Mary Lou, still quarantining my way around Ireland with Jerry Bob on our honeymoon. We were told that all the pubs are closed down here in West Cork, but it turns out all you have to do is stand outside one for a couple of minutes, and this guy with a huge red face will stick his head out a side door and say, come in out of that before someone sees you. We've a special area penned off for filthy Yanks. It's not exactly 100,000 welcomes, y'all, but Jerry Bob and I have become borderline alcoholics since we arrived because of your god-awful weather. I was disgusted to see the reports about Killarney last weekend. What are we doing sneaking into quiet pubs down here when we could be juiced up and singing rebel songs on top of a phone box in downtown Killarney? Do you think they'll party again this weekend? Mary Lou, Dallas, and Ballydehob.
I rang my cousin in Kerry there. He changed his name by deed poll to Era Who Told You That. I said, what are the chances of people drinking on the streets in Killarney this weekend? He said, zero. I said, why? He said, they're forecasting rain. We'll all be inside in the pubs. Hashtag what lockdown?
Guten Tag. I am living in Skibbereen now for 2 months. I forgot to bring a mask to the supermarket last week, and the lady behind the till asked me to leave. I was mortified by my failure to take correct public health precautions during a pandemic in West Cork town. There is a German word for this precise feeling, yeah? Until this incredibly beautiful hippie stopped me on the street and said, hey dude, saw you striking a blow for the anti-mask revolution back there? Let's go have sex in a sand dune. It turns out, West Cork is full of anti-mask hippie women. I've been intimate with 3 of them in the past week. All I have to do is refuse to wear a mask and hanky-panky. Do you think I've fallen in with the wrong crowd? Jürgen, Skibbereen.
I rang my hippie friend there, Outsakuna, and said, what have you got against wearing a mask? She said, because we reckon the global elite wants to kill us all. I said, why? She said, because we smoked a load of ganja and the paranoia would destroy us.
It's getting indignant on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes Stunners, who started getting tennis lessons at the age of 2. Lisbeth _ don't call me Liz said, there's literally a Norrie in the US Tennis Open. Actually, it's this guy called Cameron Norrie from the UK. But that's how these things start. Fiona _ White Range Rover said she's noticed a lot more of the lower orders in Ballinlough Tennis Club, which got her blocked from her group for 12 hours because who in their right minds would admit to being a Ballinlough? I asked her tennis club for a guarantee that my Fifi won't come into contact with someone whose father works with his hands, but they said that a ban on the great unwashed, their words now, would be illegal. I can't help thinking my human rights are being infringed. Could you put me in touch with a solicitor? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My friend is a solicitor. She likes to unwind after work by telling the truth. I said, would the law support Jenny and ban manual workers from tennis clubs? She said, not a chance. I said, oh, in case it contravenes the constitution. She said, no, in case the judge ever needs a plumber. Hashtag, it's complicated.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM. even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.